Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Rachel Moore calling into our show live from Baltimore, Maryland, and super excited to be on with each and every one of you this morning. Those of you that are listening for the first time, this is NAPWIC Talk. We are NAPWIC, National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we welcome you to our show this morning. We have a very, very exciting guest for you to hear from this morning, but first, I want to invite you to go by our website. That's www.nabwic.org, www.nabwic.org. There, you'll be able to learn more about our growing national organization. You'll be able to join our email list where you can get updates on what's going on inside of the industry and what's going on with our show. And you can look into becoming a member of our organization and also possibly a guest on one of our future talk shows. We are a national organization, and we are super excited that you are visiting with us this morning. If you know anyone else that you think will benefit from this conversation, feel free to jump on another phone or send a quick text and invite another woman in construction or in a related field or anyone you know over to our show this morning. We invite you to post and repost, tweet and retweet, email and share. Get the word out about what NAPWIC is doing. We're so glad to have you on. And if any of you miss part of this show, or if you see value in the show and you want to get the word out afterward, or you want to listen again, you can always go by blogtalkradio.com/NAPWIC, where you will be able to listen to this show, their archived, or any of our previous shows. Pick up the link, like us on Facebook, and spread the word by posting and sharing the information and the location of our show. Now, this morning, we're very, very excited to speak with a very exciting guest. This young lady is a coach, an author, a consultant, and a professor, and we're super excited to have her on. I'd like to welcome you to our show this morning. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Edwards. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me on the show. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Carolyn. We are so glad to have you on. We're excited to hear more about what you're up to. We're looking forward to hearing about your books and all that you're doing. But first, let us have an opportunity just to get to know you a little better. Tell us about your journey. Just tell us a little bit about you.
Okay, great. My journey is a winding road. Sometimes we look at ourselves as career women, and people think that after you finish college or high school, you knew exactly what you wanted to do and be. But I'll say, you know, sometimes life brings about changes, and my career has been about change. So I initially started off as an IT person. I actually used to build computers and run networks and teach computer classes and things like that. And then after 10 or so years of doing that with the federal government, I became a computer auditor, and I did that. I audited the systems of the banks to make sure that everyone's money is safe and no one's hacking the bank computers and taking out money. And then I did that for several years, and I had the opportunity to teach at a local elementary school that agency adopted, and then the teaching bug kind of bit me. And so from that, I became a professor, and while teaching, I realized that a lot of students have other issues that have nothing to do with school, life issues, career issues, family issues. And from that, I began also coaching, and then writing books, and my first books are children's books. And the reason why I started with children's books is because I found that a lot of adults had issues that were never resolved in childhood. So now I am multitasking and serving as a coach and a graduate business and management professor, as well as speaking to various groups as an author.
Wow. You know, as I visit your website here and just look at all that you've done, what you're giving is so, so valuable, and especially in today's times with, you know, people really finding the occupations that really fit them. I want to talk a little bit about your book, Teach Online. Tell us a little bit about that book.
The book, Teach Online, 10 Simple Steps to Get Your Resume Noticed and Land the Job, came about because I have quite a few coaching clients as well as past clients who always wanted to know how I was able to do what I do on a daily basis. I've been working online, teaching online for the past 10 years, so you know, I've enjoyed the benefits of that. Teaching online allowed me to finish my doctorate degree without, you know, having to leave my home and go into the classroom. I actually used to teach on ground. And so when I decided to go back to school, I focused all my efforts to work online so that I can use the time that I wouldn't be spending in rush hour traffic or traveling from campus to campus to actually conduct my research and finish my education. And so when I started coaching, my first clients, those were the people that wanted to know how I was able to teach online. Even when I moved from Washington, D.C. to Miami, and people would say, oh, there aren't any jobs in Miami, why are you moving? I never had to find a job. My job continued to go on even as I moved, even as I stayed in various hotels, even before I found a permanent place to live, I was still working. And so I would get so numerous calls and emails and comments on my blog, my WordPress blog, about how I was able to land an online teaching job and be able to work from home. And so since I've been doing it over 10 years, I always tell people it's no secret. The information is out there. However, there are ways to work smarter in the process. And so the book basically gives you information on how to look for online jobs, how to find organizations that are not listed on basic online sites like Monster and things like that. And it also gives advice from those successfully teaching online. It gives examples on how to word your resume, how to develop the areas that display your skills and education. So it has a lot of information that I was giving my coaching clients, and each of my coaching clients was able to get an online teaching job.
Wow. So from that, we really get, I mean, first of all, that's absolutely amazing, and to be able to move and still have your occupation and still make an impact with what you're doing and not have to uproot everything, I'm sure everyone would find the advantage in that. You know, tell us, you know, how you think that will change so many people's lives if they just understood, what's available with being able to work, not only teach, but also work online. I mean, is that what your book kind of covers?
Yes, it does. And I know some people are like, why is she a guest on NABWIC? How does that relate? Mm-hmm. Basically, your clients and constituents, anyone can work from home. Their jobs are out there. And the reason why I wrote the book is because I want to change the mindset. A lot of times we think in order to have a job, we have to work a 9-to-5. Even as entrepreneurs, we kind of put all of our eggs in one basket. But we have to, in today's global business environment, we have to think differently. We have to work differently because the business environment is different. Now with access to the internet, you don't just have local customers or you're not limited to a certain geographical area. You can have clients all throughout the world. So So right. basically, the teach online concept is it's not just about being a professor and working for a higher education institution. It's about taking the skills and the knowledge you have and training others. So let's say, for example, you have a member in your organization who is great at writing contracts, construction contracts, looking at statements of work and things like that. People out there need that skill. So your client can actually create a class, have a teleseminar, have a webinar, and maybe charge people $10. However, because of the internet and social media and things like that, you can get $10 from people in Africa, Germany, China. It doesn't matter. You're teaching them a skill that they need to learn. So you're not limited to having people sit in front of you in the classroom. You can use Skype. You can use Twitter. You can use email. It's just so many avenues available to us, and that's what Teach Online is about, trying to change the mindset, trying to teach people how to have multiple streams of income, even though your primary business may be building buildings or garages or whatever, whatever you're doing in construction or whatever you're doing as your business. You may be a CPA or something like that, but it's about providing information to help you develop multiple streams of income as well as have access to clients all around the world. So I want you to think outside the box and, you know, have multiple streams of income. And I can say, people will say, well, how did you do in the recession and things like that? I'm not affected by the recession. I don't believe in it. And I just, you know, feel that as you reach out to the global environment, you don't have to believe in it either. As the construction contracts dry up, you may have income in other areas by teaching your construction classes. You may be teaching people how to write contracts. You may be teaching people how to find contracts. So the opportunities are endless.
Wow. You know, I definitely am taking in what you're saying, and I realize, and I'm sure many of our listeners are enjoying how empowering it is to have something else that you're doing where you can, where you can share something of value, and you know that there are people that are out there on their own, digging around, trying to figure out something that you already know, and you can make that road so much easier for them, or at least give them direction if they only knew where you were and you only knew where they were. And so I definitely agree with everything you're saying as far as getting connected, social media, and I'm so glad that you're bringing this to the table now so that people from all industries, all walks of life,
yes,
all types of skills and backgrounds realize that there are people who are looking to break into their industry. There are people that have become a part of the industry that are trying to find their way, and your book could really help them learn how to expose and share what they know in a way that helps others and they can still benefit. So it sounds kind of like common sense. So tell us, you know, why the information that you're sharing can sometimes be so controversial.
It's controversial because some people, I won't say everyone, but people are averse to change. Even as a professor, there are still other instructors that are strictly face-to-face, on-ground. They don't want to learn technology. And to that, I say you don't want to be left behind because even our human resource systems, even if we teach on-ground, when we get paid, we have to put that information in the computer. We have to put in our hours. All when we accept our contracts, they aren't on paper anymore. They are online. The human resource systems are online. When you apply for jobs, a lot of times you don't send in a paper resume, if you do, you still have to go online and input that same information into a computer. So databases can hold that information, and people can work smarter when they are looking for actual applicants and things like that. So it's controversial because people feel like, you know, my information isn't going to be secure. I don't want to learn this new technology. I feel like technology is taking over. We aren't going to have any jobs. So some people have the attitude of like a doomsday almost. However, I will say that, you know, I like to look at the positive. And because of technology and what we can bring, all professionals, even people that aren't educated, have some skill. If you want to learn how to bake a cake, if you want to learn how to use the internet, teaching the internet to seniors, anything, almost anything you can think of, you can create a class, a seminar, a teleseminar, or a webinar to help people learn. So I like to think about it in terms of being positive. So I tell people that in my 10 years of providing online instruction, I've had students in China, Germany, a lot of military personnel. I have a student in Afghanistan. I have stay-at-home moms. I have disabled students. You know, people that if they had to go into a classroom or if you had to take a conference or a seminar face-to-face, that they wouldn't have that opportunity. So to me, I like empowering others to achieve their dreams and their goals. And it's great to get the feedback when people say, you know, I'm happy for online learning because it gave me the opportunity to change my life or increase my career or get a promotion or, you know, to feel instead of handicapped, handicapable. Now they have the skills to go out and live great lives. So I like to, you know, really push the positive because regardless of if we think it's doomsday or not, the technology is here and we're connected to the world. So I tell people to embrace it.
Well, just listening to you, Dr. Edwards, and some of the things that you're sharing, it's just amazing how the internet and, you know, spreading education and information online, how it really broadens your reach where you're able to really, you know, teach or give or share internationally
yeah.
with everyone and have everyone benefit. And I'm sure that you really enjoy so many of those so much of that feedback, those testimonies, those people thanking you for what you're giving and what you're providing. And so you get that also that feeling of making a difference. And so I can think of so many positives and everything, but are there any drawbacks or are there any, any negatives that we should consider or that we should beware of so that that person going out maybe has a positive experience? What are some things that could possibly be drawbacks that we need to look out for with, teaching online?
Right. Some of the drawbacks, it can be lonely if you don't have other outside interests, if you strictly just stay at home and teach or, you don't get out and meet people. So I would definitely say to still keep your hand on the pulse of your passions as well as your specialties. So, for example, as a coach, I coach a lot of my clients by phone. However, I still attend networking functions. I still vend at various business functions. So I still get to meet people. I still get to talk to people. I still get to keep my hand on the pulse of what the issues are to make sure I'm relevant, as well as that I still, you know, as human beings, we like to have human interaction. So that could be a drawback if you get so caught up that you're sitting at a computer all day. So I would definitely suggest that if you do decide to do it, that you still get out and meet people, get some fresh air, things like that, exercise, take care of your body, and not just sit at the computer all day. Some other things that you could possibly maybe get caught up in is feeling, not connected to the people that you are serving. So it's very important that if you do decide to venture out online that you still have an opportunity or a way for people to reach back to you. So whether that's through a blog or if you send out your email or maybe if you get a Google Voice number or something like that, you have a Facebook page where people can also chat back to you and let you know if you're relevant or not. So those are some of the things. And then lastly, you want to make sure that the technology that you're using, if you get caught up and don't go about it the right way, you may spend money on things that you don't need, some like websites and do social networking and stuff, but spending your time on activities that are not providing you the benefits that you really seek or helping you to achieve your goals. So you have to be strategic about it. It's not something you just want to, you know, wake up and say, I'm just going to get online. You want to think about, okay, what's the best modality? Should you use the internet? Should you use Skype? Should you do a teleseminar? Should you do YouTube? I mean, YouTube channels are huge. I was reading an article the other day about a young lady that had a talent for comedy, and she wanted to teach other people how to be comedic, but how to do it in an organized way to get their name out there. And now she's a millionaire. She has so many advertisers on her site that she talks about how she bought her dream home. So the opportunities are out there, but, you know, I would definitely suggest not just jumping in, but doing it strategically and finding the venue that will be most beneficial to you and your customers.
Wow. So, you know, it's so much. It's so much. And I want everyone to that's listening to definitely know that we will be opening up the lines here in a short moment. Just press 1 on your keypad. If you have dialed in to listen, all you have to do is press 1, and we will be alerted that you want to join the conversation. If you want to talk to Dr. Carolyn Edwards, give a comment or ask a question or share and become a part of the conversation, we welcome you. Also, if you are listening from your browser, all you want to do is grab your phone and dial 714-459-3918. And you can jump in and become a part of the conversation. Now, Dr. Edwards, so many people are hearing what you're saying, and even it's really expanding really what I already know about teaching and sharing information online. And you already talked a little bit about some of the benefits of doing business online and teaching online, being able to move from one place to the next and not really skip a beat as it relates to your income or your business. But share with us maybe a few other benefits that you think are those key benefits that if people knew what went along with doing business this way, they would really, really become more open-minded and at minimum, you know, give it a try. What are some of the other benefits that go along with teaching and doing business online?
We talked about being able to move around geographically. Anywhere that has an internet connection in the world, you can make money teaching online. For example, I've been in Africa, I've been in the Caribbean, I've been to, you know, Hawaii, I've been just different places, and I've never missed a beat. I've been in Paris, I've been all kind of places, and as long as I had an internet, I've been on cruise ships. I was able to, you know, do my work and earn my money. And so I think that's an awesome reason to, you know, teach online, that you have the ability to move around and go places and not worry about, you know, still having to sit behind a desk or do a 9-to-5 or not having leave, you know, vacation time or whatever. You still are able to do what you need to do. Another benefit is you save lots of money on not having to buy work clothes. Since you don't go into the office every day, or you may not go but twice a week, or however you decide to do it, you save money because you aren't buying your professional clothes, your suits, your uniform, things like that. You save money because you aren't eating out at lunch. You're not on the road, so, you know, that's good for our environment. We aren't creating emissions with our cars, and you aren't spending money on this high gas that we have right now. So those are some other benefits. Another benefit is that you can make money while you're sleeping. So let's say, in my case, I have products out there. So after I teach a course, someone may be inspired after this interview to go buy a book. They could buy a book at midnight. I'm asleep. So I'm still, you know, generating income while I sleep. Another thing is you can share your passion with others, and I find that sometimes even if people don't make a lot of money in the beginning, if you decide to go the route where you're developing your own webinars and seminars and things like that as opposed to working for an established organization, just the feeling of sharing your passion. I know people that have classes for gardening, for baking cakes, for being a great mom. And so just sharing that passion with others. I think there's a book out there that says do what you love and the money will follow or something like that.
Right.
But that just that joy and that peace and that satisfaction of doing something you love. A lot of people are in jobs that they don't like, I will venture to say, hey. And doing something that you love and sharing it with other people definitely brings you joy and peace. And that's one of my goals, is to empower people to do something they love and be passionate about it. And I don't know where the quote came from, but it said if you love your job or something, you'll never work a day in your life. So
right.
I want people to get to that point when they do things they love.
Yeah, you know, I definitely agree with you, Dr. Edwards, because, you know, sometimes when you find something valuable or when something is important or you have something in front of you that in your mind it matters, it really is. It really does feel good to be able to connect with other people, even if it's just five or six other people across the world where that same thing matters to them. And they can feed you information with their experiences or expand your view on that topic or that, you know, that issue some, and you're able to deliver something valuable to them. And sometimes something that matters to the six of you will tend to grow because you guys have been able to interact. And so I definitely hear what you're saying. You know, what I want to do, I definitely want to get into your website a little more, talk about how to get your hands, let people know how to get their hands on your book and really read more and investigate it. But I do want you to know we have a caller calling in that wants to become a part of the conversation. And so we're going to open up the line. We have Tanya calling in. Tanya, welcome to the show. Go ahead and ask your question or share your comment.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Edwards. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Wow.
Good morning.
What an amazing few minutes with you, Dr. Edwards. It has been I know that it's going to end soon, and what's interesting is as I've been listening to all of the different facets, all of the different things that you have to bring to coaching, is just tremendous. I mean, the way that you described how your children's book came about, your children's book were for adults. That was so powerful to hear someone be able to hear you be able to connect that adults need to be reminded to heal in the areas of when they were children, and to be able to put children's books together with adults in mind. Powerful. I was really blown away by that.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. It just broke my heart when I was teaching that so many adults were not healed from childhood issues. So just feel having issues of fear, lack of self-esteem, and confidence and things like that. So because they didn't have someone that fed those ideals into them as children, they still lack the confidence as adults. So, you know, one of my goals was to help empower children at an early age to really believe in themselves and know that they are and can do great things with their life, even if you don't have someone telling you that, you know, find a teacher, find a neighbor, you know, believe in yourself, find a book, things like that to help inspire and motivate you to do great things.
Wow, wow. Can I ask another question, Rachel, please?
Go for it, Tanya.
Or make another comment. Dr. Edwards, I am new to social media. I have a background in the legal arena and home health care and have been involved with, I've taken my branding to social media and it's just been been involved for the past 8 months, and it has been a roller coaster event, but it's all been uphill. But it's just a whole new culture, and it's really it can be intimidating. It's exhilarating, intimidating, exciting, and the global reach is truly remarkable. And I'm listening. I'm listening to you, and I'm wondering, you know, I am going to reach out to you because I need to know if you are the one that can lead me to the webinars and the different things that I need to do to hold myself accountable. I'm working on accountability right now and realize that I have been accountable in many areas of my life, but when it comes to network marketing, which is where my passion is, with network marketing, I realized that I need to, instead of explain what to do, I need to actually show what to do. And what a different level of accountability. So I really would love to talk to you offline about that particular challenge for me.
Sure, I mean, and the first step of growing and doing great things is admitting, you know, that you need help in an area. And even as a coach, coaches need coaches too. So, I mean, no one knows everything. And so it's good that, you know, you're realizing that that's an area where you need to be accountable. And, of course, that's one of the things that coaches do is, you know, develop goals with you and help you be accountable. So, with saying that, it definitely is a journey. It's not a sprint. It's up, it's down, just like being an author and selling books. It's up, it's down. However, speaking and networking, we can work together to uncover some areas that you may not know about, give you some resources that you can look up and see, you know, which one is right for you. Would you prefer to start off with a teleseminar, or because a teleseminar you'll just do the phone calls, and then you may want to branch out to a webinar where you do the phone calls, and then people can actually text and chat, and then you may even want to go to Skype or do a video where you could do YouTube and people can actually see you demonstrate exactly what you're doing. So, again, in teaching people or demonstrating things, you have to think about the various types of learners. Do they need auditory information? Does somebody else need visual information? And it's a journey. So you start small and then kind of perfect what you have, and then you move on to bigger elements. But definitely I would love to speak with you offline, and then we can work it out and make it happen.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rachel, for allowing me to have some engaging conversations with Dr. Edwards. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining in on the call. And Dr. Edwards is so right about so many things. You know, when Tanya jumped in and kind of talked about the children's books and how your inspiration for going ahead and writing them was because of the things that you picked up with adults. You know, I really, really do believe that, you know, people really want to rear their children and encourage them in certain areas, even though they're missing certain things.
Yeah.
And so buying certain books for your kids, reading them with your kids, wanting to instill certain things in your children, you're also reinforcing or instilling some of those ideas, you know, inside yourself that maybe you've gotten away from. So I'm until Tanya said that, I really wasn't thinking about, you know, what you did here with the children's books in that way. But once she kind of brought that to the surface, that is really an amazing thing to give. Something for the children, but it also makes such a big difference for the adults. You know, I'm noticing
here
on your website, and I want everyone to get over to your website, and I'm going to definitely give you that opportunity to share. But I want everybody to know that, you know, Dr. Edwards is helping and coaching people in all areas of their lives, helping with consulting and training, and she has all types of empowerment products here, and she has years and years and years, you know, over 20 years of experience in helping people boost their self-esteem, get unstuck, overcome fear and doubt, advance in your career, advance in your life, advance in your business, get yourself on the right track, get in the right direction, get motivated, get results, and really going out and helping people learn to really be happier and really enjoy their lives more. You know, when you're enjoying your own life and when you're full of joy, what a difference and what a smile that you can put on someone else's face and what an impact you can make on others. And so we so appreciate what you're giving, Dr. Edwards. And so what I want to do is kind of as we wind down, give you an opportunity to kind of share any additional ideas or thoughts that you want to share in closing, and then definitely give the information on how you can be reached, your website, your email addresses, or any type of information so that people that are listening now and that people who will be listening to the archive show will be able to get connected with you and your valuable information.
Okay, great. I would definitely like to tell everyone that, you know, we only have one life, and that I would love everyone to be passionate about the life that they're living, that we all have value and something to share with other people. And that's what the book, Teach Online, 10 Simple Steps to Get Your Resume Noticed and Land the Job, is basically about. It's not just about being a professor or being an instructor or even a certified teacher, because there are a lot of jobs for certified teachers, especially those that are out of work. You don't have to be out of work. There are jobs online. But I would tell everybody to do what you love and love what you do. Bring the best you have to life and, you know, live it fully. I would also say each day take action. As Tanya was saying, you know, be accountable for your life. We are the only ones that can make the difference or the change in our life. So every day do something. Take action. Make it great. If it's a phone call or email or visit a website or read a blog or do some research, but do something. You know, to move you in the direction of your dreams and make your life what you want it to be. And that's what I do. That's how I live my life. And I try to help others, you know, learn what I learned. It, the information is out there. And some people are saying, well, in terms of the book, like I said, we're helping kids. A lot of them with the kids, I donate and things like that. However, the ebook is, I think, $7 or $8. It's sad if you can't make a $7 investment in yourself. $7 is less than what you pay to go to McDonald's for a meal. So, you know, make an investment in yourself and think about it like that. Make an investment in the joy and the passion in your life. And so those are some of my words of wisdom, and I live by them every day. So if people look at my websites and my blogs and things like that, it's all about empowering people. I want people to feel the joy that I feel. I want people to wake up and live life with passion and enjoy the people that are in their circles, enjoy the work that they do. And I think that, you know, if we all did that, this world would be a lot better, a lot nicer, and a lot happier. And so with that being said, you can find out about me at drcarolynedwards.com, drcarolynedwards.com. You can reach me at 786-309-1773. And my email is dredre@drcarolynedwards.com. You can find out about my blog, the books. All of the books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, at DrEdwards.com. So, you know, make an investment in yourself. And even if you don't have kids, I definitely believe in giving a gift that keeps on giving. So buy a book and give it to a neighbor's child. Buy a book and donate to a library. Buy a book and give it to, you know, a friend or a local daycare center, because it definitely will help to motivate and inspire our kids to do great things.
Wow, you know, I'm definitely going to pick up a book, Dr. Edwards, and give it to a teacher. They have access to so many kids, and they'll be able to have that book passed around and really reach so many. Yeah, I really, really have great respect and appreciation for what you're giving and what you're sharing. And what a sense of freedom, you know, that you get to experience, and just helping people maybe get closer to that. So we thank you so much for being a part of our show this morning, helping expand the vision and expand the mindset of any of our listeners that may not realize that they have something to offer and that they can offer it online. And so we really, really appreciate you for that. You know, stay close. I'd love to get a final closing comment for you, but I want to just tell everyone that's listening that you are listening to NABWIC Talk. We are the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction, and we encourage you to spread the word to all the women that you know that are in construction in this industry, and also those that are in related fields. And so many fields are related.
Oh, right.
Other women that you know that are entrepreneurs that may not even realize how their profession or how their field is related. Expose them to NABWIC, www.nabwic.org. Again, that's www.nabwic.org. There you can learn more about our growing national organization. You can join the email list. You can, become a part of the organization and also think about being one of our future guests. And be sure to go by blogtalkradio.com, search NABWIC, listen to this show again on archive, listen to many of our previous shows, and those shows that you know would matter to someone, go ahead and share the link. Post and repost, tweet and retweet, email and share, text, and get the word out so that people know what NABWIC is up to. Also, definitely visit Dr. Edwards' website. Very, very powerful information there. Make sure you support her and support her website. Go to www.drcarolynedwards.com. And we will also make sure that information is available right there on the front page of this show, so that all of that contact information that we shared, if for any reason you missed it, go to the archive show, simply fast forward and listen again and pick it up or look for it to be posted there. So I know I learned a lot. I'm sure our listeners learned a lot. This is definitely a show that I could share with anyone, even the young people that are coming out of college and they're not finding those opportunities right in front of them, you know. This would be great. And so I want you to jump back in. We are going to go ahead and wind down, but I'm so thankful and glad that you are giving the information you're giving and making a difference to people really of all ages and of all situations, you know. So jump in and close out, share a few things here to close out the show. And also thank you to Tanya for jumping in with questions and comments that made a difference and will make a difference to all of our listeners and future listeners. So back over to you, Dr. Edwards, with just a few closing comments and a final goodbye.
Thank you. It has truly been a pleasure and an honor to be on this show. And this show is an example of reaching out to people and sharing different skills and different topics. And anyone in the world that has an internet connection can listen to this show and actually download the archives and things like that. So that's basically the premise that I'm also putting out in the book, that whatever skill, whatever joy, whatever passion that you have, sharing your passion and your skills and thoughts with other people empowers not only you, but it empowers them. And it also spreads joy and awareness. And you just never know who you can touch in a positive way with your life and with your experiences. So I definitely suggest you to listen to the show and take a look at, teaching online or sharing, educating. I would call it educating online and sharing what you have and sharing yourself with others. So, in closing, as you think about, opening your mind to receiving new information and thinking outside the box to connect with people globally and around the world, that I would just tell you, take action. It could be a small step every day. looking at a website, making a phone call, sending an email, but your life and your goals and your happiness is up to you. So make it a priority and do something each day to get you there. Again, it's been my pleasure. If you need to find me, you want to find the book, go to drcarolynedwards.com. Teach online, 10 simple steps to get your resume. Notice and land a job is on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. It's an e-book, paperback, and I'm even thinking about doing an audio book also. But, you know, give me your feedback. I have a blog on WordPress where I give tips about life and business. I have a column called Ask Dr. E, so feel free. If you have a question, go to the website and post your question. You just may see it in the blog. So, you know, each day, make it great and take action. And I appreciate you so much for providing this opportunity to share these concepts with the world.
Wow. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Dr. Carolyn Edwards. That's www.drcarolynedwards.com. And we are so thankful for everything you shared. And what I definitely got from it, one of the things I got from it was do something, even one thing, every day to get closer to what you say you want. So thank you so much for being a part of the show this morning, Dr. Edwards. And everyone, this is NABWIC Talks, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. We are so glad that you listened in this morning. Spread the word. Again, post and repost, tweet and retweet, email, text, and share. We'll be on again next Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time and every Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. So spread the word. Be on again next week for another exciting guest. Thanks again, Dr. Edwards, for being a part of our show this morning. Thank you, Tanya, for your comments and questions.
Thank you.
This is Rachel Moore. Thank you, girl. Rachel Moore signing off from Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Just got in last night. Glad to be here. And I will be broadcasting live from another area of the planet next week. I'm so glad to get a chance to share with all of you this morning, and so glad to get a chance to meet you this morning, Dr. Edwards. Go out and have
Thanks.
A prosperous, very fulfilling day. Go ahead.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, girl. Bye-bye.